Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. You can also call me if you really want to. But hey, each week I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action, crush your goals. The Do Zone is sponsored by Fast Track Funnels, the new way to bring in consistent daily sales for your business in 2025 without cold outreach or burning cash on ads. We use this method with a brand new business to generate more than $100,000 cash collected in less than 30 days. Download the free step-by-step blueprint that shows exactly how we did it at getconversions.net. Once again, that's getconversions.net. Today's guest is Roy Coughlin. Roy is a seasoned serial entrepreneur with an impressive track record of founding 20 companies across five countries. That's four per country, Roy. As a podcast coach and host, Roy has successfully launched and driven six podcasts to the top echelons of the industry, with all consistently ranking in the top 5% and four reaching the prestigious top 0.5%. Roy, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
First of all, Josh, thank you very much for having me on the show. I think it's systemizing everything and just watching what you're doing. Because if you systemize it and you track your time, how do you compress it? I look at everything like that. Whatever it is I'm doing, how do I make this faster? How do I make this better? Or how can I outsource this, the things that I do? And a lot of people, they do the wrong things, or they have their to-do list and they end up doing all the things that think they're having a busy day instead of doing the main items. And say in the podcasting world, I mean, if I look at the 7 year journey, everything has compressed. It's like a lot of people, I mean, I've released 1500 episodes. Most people say they can't do one. They're saying they don't have the time. And it's learning as you go along. Like I see you've just done what I'm doing now as well. Like you've done your intro now, rather than insert it later, because it actually takes time to insert it later. And I've learned that. So by actually doing exactly what you do, I don't have to be inserting it and then saving it, because it's not only inserting it on both sides, it's then you have to upload it to compress it. And it takes a bit of time and your computer slows down and then you're doing enhancements. So it's watching every single thing like that, so that you're watching every minute and trying not to waste it.
Yeah, well said, Ben. And yeah, you picked it up. I mean, the most important part of podcasting is not sitting there editing. And to a certain extent, it's not even like publishing the episode. And I know that's a little bit of a contrarian opinion. But the most important thing, a part of podcasting, especially if it's an interview-based podcast, is creating a great conversation worth having. And if you create a great conversation worth having, then other people will say, well, that's a conversation worth listening to. Or they won't. Can't really control that. But I'm glad that you picked up on that, because we need to focus on the things that are actually going to move the needle for us. And sometimes we focus a ton of energy on all of these other things that make us feel like we are busy, when in fact, we're just in motion. And that's a comment a concept from this book right behind me called Atomic Habits, motion versus action. And it's the idea of, well, if I'm moving around a lot, I must be getting a lot done. But in reality, it's kind of like the Flintstones or whatever, where you're just like spinning your feet and not actually going anywhere.
Absolutely.
Oh, what are
And like,
some
there's
other
one of the
situations?
things that I actually do is I put a dollar amount next to it. So if you have a list of 50 things, I mean, one, sometimes if you feel overwhelmed, just have a little another piece of paper. You can have a what I've done today list, a blank piece of paper, or also just extract, say, three. But if you put a dollar amount next to it, just look at the one that's worth the most amount and put your energy into that.
You're speaking to my soul here, Roy. Like the whole reason that the Do Zone exists is to get people out of motion and get them into action and get them doing the things that actually matter. Like, if you want to make $1 million, how much is that per hour? And once you figure out how much it is per hour, what are you doing during that hour of your life? Does it match that rate? If not, you need to get it off your plate or the $1 million is never happening. Accept your fate, man.
Well, the other thing is, and it's a shock to a lot of people, but some things people think you visualize what you're going to achieve and it's going to magically appear. It's down to hard work. So if you want to get something, but start reading, like you start reading books, you get an idea of it, and then you kind of make a shift that you can actually get closer to. So if you have a target of making a million, that you're constantly looking at what you're doing instead of living in hope and kind of saying, yeah, I'm going to make this now and I'm chugging through life. But how are you going to do it? And you're not going to do it just by thinking you'll just get smart and everything will come together. It's like, how, what skill sets have you got? And then how can you actually, like, outsourcing the stuff that takes too much time, that doesn't, that you can, if you're like, say, coaching and you can get $200 an hour or 500 bucks an hour, outsource anything that's lower. But most people don't. They tend to not want to spend the money, not realizing that they can coach more people or even get people to find, like, you have sponsors to start, like doing the funnel, getting the list and stuff like that. And that saves you doing it. A lot of people, they hate that. So when they hate it, they're not putting the right vibes out to actually close because it's they don't feel comfortable in it. So get somebody who loves doing that. And even if it's costing you 20%, 30%, whatever it costs you, then you'd actually end up getting closer to your 1 million goal or whatever your target is.
You know, what's been interesting to me is as I develop, and it's always, we always like to talk about, like, back in the day when I used to suck at things. When we still suck at things, it's just like there's certain things we're not willing to admit we suck at now. But one realization I've had, Roy, is I went through this long drought where I didn't have enough sales opportunities coming in. And all I wanted was people to talk to. If I can just get people to talk to, I'll close it. And that kind of happens, you know. But if you just get anybody on and they're not the right person, they're not properly prepared, well, you're still not going to close them. And so then I solved the problem, but I solved the wrong problem. I had a bunch of people to talk to. And they would just jam up my calendar to the point to where I think I was taking 50, 60 calls a week at one point, just a lot. Plus, I was doing like six podcasts or something. And I was just burned out. I wasn't making any more money, but I was busy. And I was in motion. And I was focusing on the wrong things. What I needed to be focusing on is talking to the right people. Because ultimately, I only need to talk to a handful of people that are the right people. And so I'm just curious, what are your thoughts? Like, how do we make the decision between what the right task is and what the wrong task is? Aside from the dollar figure, what are some other kind of keys and cues for us?
I mean, one is how good you are at it, because even if it's not a dollar amount or, like, say, the financials, sometimes, like, people, if they're doing your yearly accounts and things like that, it tends to suck your energy out and you just kind of think, I have to do it. So have somebody that's doing that or have systems in place with it. And it's you just have to be focused on what you're doing, because if you're paying attention to every task, and it's hard to do, it's like being totally present, being mindful. When you're mindful, when you're totally present, every task that you do, you'll know what it's doing. Is it serving you or not? Like, even me, like, I'm constantly, like, you're podcasting a lot, you're doing different things, but you're still learning. You like, no, it's like, say, the YouTube. I'm doing a show weekly with a guy. I'm constantly trying to figure out, how can I improve this? What can I do? And by doing that, I'm watching, studying everybody else, become the student always, because we can get complacent with what we're doing and just assume we know everything. Like, I've never said I'm an expert, even though I've done so many shows. I'm constantly trying to learn from others and develop my skill set. And by improving my skill set, I become better, or I find a better way of doing everything. So I know it's kind of a long-winded way to your question because it's hard because we all have so many tasks, some things have to be due, but you just have to touch in with yourself. Do you enjoy it? I mean, sometimes it's not the dollar amount, but do I actually enjoy it? Like I love interviewing people. I just love it. It's a passion of mine. The editing sometimes, because sometimes when you're listening back, it's not the conversation because you're totally present. You're actually sitting back enjoying it as well. So you know the listeners will enjoy it. I don't outsource that because I make show notes and I know when to do the timestamps for the team then to do shorts and things like that. So there are things that I won't outsource. But when you start seeing things that like sharing on social media and all that needs to be done, but that's something that I can get somebody else to do. I used to do it, and I think when you do all the different tasks when you're a business owner, it's a lot easier to teach the person and understand when they're doing it right or wrong. Whereas, say, for example, if you outsource the editing from the start, you don't have a clue if they're doing it good or not. I've seen people come to me and they're looking for help to improve their show. And I listen to it and I know they're paying, like there's, I came across people, they're paying hundreds of bucks to get their show edited and it's poor. And if they had done it themselves, they would know. So I think sometimes it's painful to learn skills. Like I'll give you an example. I had loads of companies, as you mentioned at the start. I was getting a tax bill in Ireland years ago, 10 years plus ago. And they were saying, oh, you've this. And they were auditors as well, my accountants. And I read a book called Tax Magic, written by the Revenue. And I read it page one to the end and I highlighted everything. And I said, can I do this, 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 and this? Yeah, I got a tax rebate. And I learned, don't trust your accountants. Who cares more about your money? You do. I've had over 100 court cases. Who cares more about your life? You do. They care about their billable hours. And most people, they pass it off and they let the person take control and go into the courtroom and do everything. Every case I've won, I was passing a piece of paper because I was paying attention to every single thing that's going on. And you need to do that to every aspect of your business.
And that's a great segue. That's a lesson that I learned way too late because I hired a couple of lawyers years ago to settle a family matter, and I lost because my lawyers didn't show up for me. But I think it's a good segue because I ask in the onboarding forms, I always ask like, hey, what are three good talking points that you can bring to this show? And yours are the most diverse that I've ever seen because you said podcasting, business tips, beating the legal system. So I don't know what all those things have in common, but if we were to pick on one that was really interesting here, what are your number one tips for beating the legal system, and when is it appropriate for us to beat the legal system?
I think always. It's
Always.
like you don't know what's going on till you're brought into the fight. Everyone is having a fight at the moment, all different types of banks, and they attack different industries and everything. And nobody is there to help them and stand up for them. And you don't know what's going on till you're dragged into it and it just starts affecting you. And one, do they have the jurisdiction to go in? Some people know. Like I started because I had so many court cases and I was realizing they were just taking everything from me. I was like, how are they doing that? And I started to learn. I started learning. Some people call it natural law, common law, sovereignty. And I realized the power of the signature. And a lot of the time they're calling into court as Mr. Roy Colin, all capitals and stuff like that. That's the corporate entity. And when you realize that they don't have control over you, and it's the most powerful thing I've learned. And I have got out of courts. I've had bailiffs come after me, got them away. You can use GDPR. So many different things with corruption, the way they were doing everything, because I got wiped out at one stage and I was doing extremely well. I had syndicates, I got wiped out, and through that, I saw so much corruption. And I just said, I don't want this to happen. And hence why my podcasting was all about the awakening, exposing that. And what I would say to every single entrepreneur is learn sovereignty, learn common law, learn these things, because the language that they use and everything, there's so much trickery. And how you know the legal system is not working is when, and it's not just in America, it's in the UK, it's all over, it's in Poland, is when the political party changes, the judicial, the top people in the judges change as well. they have their own cronies come in. That shouldn't be, it shouldn't have nothing to do with that. So you know it's not working when it's doing that. So you don't go into the den and you learn how to not go into the den. Whereas there's some people, they go in and they go, I stand on my own right. Show me the jurisdiction and all that. They get locked up. So you have to kind of learn not to go in there and basically, hey, you prove to me that you have the right to get me into your. I'm not talking about a criminal case. That's totally different. I'm talking about financial, because it's all about the financial. Like, for example, in America, you cross the road. Poland is the same, and you get jaywalking. In Ireland, you cross the road a bit when there's nothing coming. I understand if you run up in front of a car or the car has to brake. Yeah, that's dangerous. You get a fine. But if there's no car coming, why should you wait 5 minutes at the traffic lights when you can just cross and get to your destination? And what's the one thing that they'll do? They'll go sign that. Why? Because they're getting you to agree to what you've just done so that they can fine you. It's like, who's the injured party there? There's no injured party. So how is the crime being committed? And it's just learning these things.
Yeah, well said. Yeah, certainly knowing your rights and knowing the law and as it is written and how it applies to you is essential. And so tell us a little bit, Roy, about what you're doing now, and who would be a good fit to connect with you.
So I'm doing the podcast coaching. I'm helping people either start a podcast or existing podcasters, helping them. I'm providing virtual assistance with the va.world. It's basically like I was a lot of times getting people to help me. I'd go to like say Fiverr or Upwork. And each time I was spending so much time trying to get the people to do the job. I was like, it was taking time from me. And say Upwork, they have a system where you see the picture of what they're doing. And I'm convinced that half of them have two computers because I was looking, trying to say, what were they doing? They're just looking at a Facebook page or something like that. It didn't look like they were doing anything. So I partnered with somebody where we have one people in the office so with passports and everything. It's just my partner has access to it, yet the people doing all this stuff. So if people are worried about their passwords, it's not going to be compromised. We're protecting everything. And it's more, we do a lot of project-based as well. So for example, if it's podcasters, we're doing the posts and the shorts, we're working on project basis as opposed to hour. I mean, obviously, if people want an hourly basis, we're doing that. And I'm just trying to break the norm that people feel safe and not watching their back. Because I'm constantly looking at how people are catching people. And I want to make sure that they're protected, they're looked after, and you know, that they get the service they deserve. Because if someone's coming in and they're getting more clients and they're just like service you do. If you're getting a person customers, they're going to be a customer for life. And that's the way that we kind of operate, that we make sure that they're happy. And same with the coaching. I love the coaching. I love starting people. I love when someone has a mission. If their podcast is actually doing something for mankind, if it's going to make people better, like you know, the advice today, you know, and I know I've listened to the previous one. People can actually learn so much that can save their life. It can save them from going back bankrupt just by some tip that they get. And I think that's great when there's shows like that. I get passionate about it. I love helping people that are actually making this world a better place.
Excellent. And where can we go to learn more about you specifically?
Well, if they're watching, they can scan the QR code or they can go to roycallin.com.
Excellent. Well, hey, we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Roy Collin, for coming on and sharing a little bit of wisdom about how he gets things done, and also reminding us about sovereignty and question everything, make sure that you're always protecting yourself. For those of you who are out there sitting in court right now, maybe listening to the Do Zone podcast, or maybe you're jaywalking in the street, or maybe you're doing some crunches in the gym. Snap a selfie, tag me at JT Literally. Tell me what you do while you're in the Do Zone. And once again, if you want to get more sales without as much effort, and make sure that you have a full calendar of prospects who want what you have, you can download the Fast Track Funnels Blueprint for free at getconversions.net. That'll do it for this episode. Let's see you later. Get back to work.